Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Today is Monday. Albin, do you know what we're doing today? Do you know? You're the producer. Do you know who we're talking to in a few minutes?
Yeah, well, I'm the producer, but I just woke up. So you tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you. There's a cardboard figure behind you. If people are watching this on video, behind me, there's a similar cardboard figure.
That's why I'm just waking up.
Mike Lindell. It's the one. Oh, you're just waking up because the Mike Lindell sleep stuff is so effective. It's destroying the country. People are sleeping 40 hours a day. You say it's not possible. You get the MyPillow, use the code Eric, and you'll see, oh, it's possible. Yep. Okay, we've got to talk about a couple of things. We got Mike Lindell coming up. He's launching something big. I mean, there's no way to overstate this. This is about free speech. It's going to be big, folks. I'm warning you. I'm telling you, frankspeech.com is the website. It's a new social media platform for specifically set up for free speech. You can say what you like. It's a free country. And I think I just get this idea that people are going to go there like crazy. We're going to be one of the influencers there. Most of our stuff will be there. I think all of our stuff will be there. But we're going to be talking to him about that.
Yeah.
A couple of announcements. First of all, I've been watching a documentary called Kill Chain. Chris, have you watched this? Or Albin, have you watched this?
I have it slated to watch tonight because, for various reasons. But I actually have it on my calendar finally to watch it tonight. And I'm going to be able to talk about it.
I'm bringing it up because people talk about the election, okay? This was made by HBO. This is a documentary. I'm asking everyone who's listening right now, I'm asking you, spend $3.99. Go, I think it's on Amazon Prime. The documentary was made by HBO. It features Democrats. It was made in 2016. And it is about voter fraud and voter election, the possibility of fraud, the possibility of hacking into the machines. Amy Klobuchar is in it. Oklahoma's, is it Senator Lankford is in it. All kinds of people are in it. It is not pro-Trump. If anything, it's anti-Trump. It's really neutral. But it is about how vulnerable all of these machines, not just Dominion, all the machines were vulnerable. And the Democrats were aware of this, and they were worried that Trump would steal the election. So they united with HBO and they made this documentary. When you watch the documentary, again, it's called Kill Chain. I hope it's called Kill Chain. I keep getting
it. It is. I just went there. Amazon Prime or HBO.
Yeah. HBO documentary. So it is completely nonpartisan, folks. Completely nonpartisan. The enemy is China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. They want to destabilize our democracy. They don't really care how they do it. They don't care exactly who gets elected. They just want to destabilize our democracy. And by messing with our voting, they can do it. I'm going to be talking with people who are in the documentary in the weeks ahead, but it's called Kill Chain. And I just want to tell you, it's an eye opener because it is absolutely not pro-Trump. It is absolutely not pro-Republican. It's made by HBO. If anything, it was more on the Democratic side, but it gives you chapter and verse on how vulnerable these machines are. Just watch it. Don't take my word for it. I'm not getting any money from this. I'm saying this as an American citizen. We need to know what's going on in our country, wherever you are politically. But it's called Kill Chain, and you can see it at Amazon Prime or at HBO. I want to mention that. We're going to be talking to Mike Lindell today for the rest of this hour and into the next hour about all kinds of stuff. But I want to mention that. I also should mention, speaking of Mike Lindell, we have a new sponsor on the program,
yes.
Nutramedics. Hmm. Nutramedics, M-E-D-I-X. I take a lot of supplements and I have over the years. Sometimes I take them less, sometimes I take them more, but vitamin D, zinc, magnesium, melatonin, whatever it is, Nutramedics offers all of this stuff. They've been in business, trusted by doctors since 1993. Why am I excited about Nutramedics? I will tell you. Mm. It is because they give over 50% of their profits to missions and to charities that we would all be thrilled to support. So if you're going to get your vitamin D from anybody, I would recommend Nutramedics. Nutramedics.com. You'll get 10% off if you use Eric 10, E-R-I-C, and the number 10, 10, Eric 10. But anyway, they're new. We'll be talking about them in the weeks ahead.
And can I jump in here, Eric?
Please.
Them are good tasting supplements.
Or some good milk. We should also mention, if you go to Salem Now and use the code Eric, salemnow.com, Church People is being featured. It's an insane movie. It's starring a lot of people I know. They didn't offer me a part, so I'm bitter. But I watched it, and I got to tell you, we've got Billy Baldwin. We've got China Phillips Baldwin. We've got Stephen Baldwin. We've got Mike Lindell. Everybody's in it, and it's insane, and you can get a discount if you use the code ERIC. Alvin, what else were we going to talk about? We had something that we were going to talk about before we forget.
You know what? I forgot. Chris?
You forgot?
Chris, can you weigh in?
Did we already talk about Frank? Did we talk about Frank stuff?
Well, we're going to be talking about Frank. I should say we're going to be talking to Mike Lindell for the rest of this hour. And in hour two, we're talking to Svetlana Lakova about, this is amazing. She was kind of caught up in the Russian collusion madness because she was born in Russia and met General Flynn. She was kind of swept into the lunacy of what happened. So she's going to be on here to tell her story. It's unbelievable. I want to mention, actually, before we go to the break, this weekend, I'm speaking in California. I'm speaking in California a couple of times next week. I will be in California, obviously. I'm speaking at Rob McCoy's church in California the following weekend. If you go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, you can go to speaking. Most of it should be updated. We were having some trouble, but I think it's going to be updated now. I'm speaking in Billings, Montana in December, on December 7th, and then lots of stuff in between. I'm just doing a lot of speaking. I'll be in Tennessee, Cookeville, Tennessee, the following week. I guess, what is that, next week? The week after next, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'm doing an event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm doing a bunch of events in Texas in the next months ahead. And I'm speaking in Danbury, Connecticut on May 9th. That's called Mother's Day. I'm speaking at a church. It's called His Vineyard. It's in Bethel, Connecticut, in Danbury. I say Danbury. It's on the border. It's in Bethel, Connecticut, His Vineyard. I'm speaking at their 10 a.m. service, about fish out of water. I'm doing a lot of speaking, but I want to say, go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. You can see it all so that you're not caught off guard. And you say, oh, Eric was in my town and he didn't tell me. Well, I'm telling you, go to ericmetaxas.com. And while you're there, please sign up for the newsletter. I can't stress this enough. There is stuff that you will not find. I can't put it on Twitter or on YouTube because they don't like some of the stuff we do on this program. And you know what? I believe in free speech. So I kind of, you know, I talk about a lot of stuff. And if you want to see it, let me recommend, go to ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up for the newsletter and you will see that we'll send you the videos and the programs and everything. Alvin, what's so funny?
I was just thinking, you believe in free speech, but the biggest complaint we get from listeners is that you cut people off all the time.
Exactly. I can't shut up. Well, you know something? The more excited I am, the more I talk.
I know.
And I'm trying not to do that, but I'm failing. I'm failing right now. I'm failing right now. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're talking to Mike Lindell. Let's see if I can cut off Mike Lindell. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to try, but I'm going to fail in that as well. Folks, stick around. Hey,
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it said that if you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Eric, you get a gigantic discount. You've heard people talk about that. Maybe even I've mentioned it from time to time. Probably not, but maybe I did. Maybe I mentioned that most of my books are available at MyStore.com if you use the code Eric. But I thought, would it be possible to get the MyPillow guy himself on this program? I don't know him. I don't have any connections to him. But I thought, who knows him? President Trump knows him. So I get Trump on the horn. I go, Mr. President, can you do whatever you need to do? You owe me favors. Can you get Mike Lindell on my program? He says, Eric, consider it done. I hung up the phone. I came to do the show. And look who we've got, Mr. Mike Lindell. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me on.
I can't believe the president was willing to go to that length for me because we barely know each other, but he owes me. And I think that it's going to be well worth it. My audience would love to hear what you have to say. Mike Lindell, you're doing so much right now, it's hard to keep track of you. People know that you are the guru who created MyPillow. You've got this roaring business made in America. But you're doing something right now, which I would say is the reason that you did MyPillow. You are doing something now which is going to affect every American. I'm very excited. It's launching, I guess, today. Tell us about this.
Well, first of all, you remind me when you talk about the president, a friend of mine, just a couple of years ago, he goes, Mike, he goes, you're going to see the president. He goes, tell him, he goes, we're old friends. He says, tell him Scott sent you. And he said, tell him Scott said hello. He goes, he'll act like he does know me, but that's just a little game we play.
That is very clever. I like that.
But we're launching today. We're launching today where you can go. It's a new platform, everybody. It's called Frank. It's frankspeech.com. And this has been 4 years in the making. And what it is, there's nothing out there like it. It's like, think of it like a YouTube, Twitter combined, where your YouTube channel is actually your Twitter. But there's a lot of uniqueness to it that manifests into where all our voices will be out there together, kind of unified, so to speak.
Mike, I get so excited about this that I want to ask you five questions at once. First of all, I just want to be clear on the headline. You are launching a new social media platform. It is airtight. There's no way people can attack it like they did Parler, take it down. In other words, you have created this for free speech. Let's talk correct. About this, because you've been canceled. I've been canceled. You've been canceled way more. You're off right. of Twitter. I mean, we're living in scandalous, crazy times. You decided as an American to put your money and your time into creating something for the very purposes of our First Amendment rights.
Absolutely. And you're going to see that this week as MyPillow goes after on a lawsuit against Dominion and Smartmatic and for our First Amendment rights. But all this stuff that has happened in our country just this last year, I mean, it's been coming on, but now it's just accelerated where, just myself, I've lost Twitter. My company's Twitter has been taken away. YouTube, Vimeo, I put something up, they take it down. When I put something up on Facebook, here's a good one, Eric. I put up absolute proof and they put contains porn and nudity. I'm going,
wait a minute, wait a minute. Porn and nudity, that's big right. on the internet. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. It really made people want to read it, right? But they, this is what they've done is what, with the attack on our country that came in with the election, this has been well planned out. And the first thing you do is you take away people's free speech. People can't talk, not just about the election, the machine fraud, but they can't talk about the vaccine. You can't talk about the border. I had a friend of mine lose his YouTube for 2 weeks for talking about bad mouthing what's going on down at the border. And this is perfect timing for this platform, Frank. And what it's going to do when you join, it's you're going to get, when you join today, go to frankspeech.com. It's going to give you a VIP pass for midnight on Thursday. You'll be able to go in there, set up your account. All the influencers will be in there. You'll have people, all your podcasters, radio, TV, print, that we've had coming over, and you're going to be able to have exclusivity to go in there until Monday morning at 9 a.m. So you're not.
Okay, hang on. You want to be clear. You're telling me starting today, people can go to frankspeech.com and they can get a VIP pass between now and Thursday night. Yes. So that from Monday through the weekend, they can do what? They can set up an account.
From Thursday night then until Monday, they cannot just set up an account, but they're in there. There's all kind. You're going to be able to explore the whole platform. You're going to be, the influencers are all going to be in there. All the news, everything. It's going to be running.
What you're saying is, if you don't get a VIP pass between now and Thursday night, you cannot do this weekend.
That's correct. You will not be able to get. You'll be able to sign up, but you won't be able to. You won't be able to be part of that. What do we call it? It's just a pre-launch. It's great, pre-launch, and you get to go in there and check everything out. And then on Monday morning, on the 19th, April 19th, Monday morning at 9 a.m., we are launching Frank to the world, and it's we're going to have a ticker tape. We call it a Frankathon. We're going on a 48 hours where I'm going to be emceeing and this event. And you come there, we're going to be talking the whole first day about our First Amendment rights, what they've done to us. It suppressed us with our free speech. And we're going to have guests calling in. Hopefully you, Eric, hopefully you're, people calling in.
I'm a very busy man. I'm very close with President Trump, and I don't know if I have time. I'm going to check with my team. We'll see if I can squeeze it in. We need more Greek voices. You need more Greek voices on there.
Well, your spot, we got to, whatever you want, we're going to wait to hear from you because you get first choice, okay? And but what it's going to be great because we're going to have a ticker tape like the old Jerry Lewis telethons of how many people are joining Frank. It's going to be very exciting. Remember, everybody, when we launched Absolute Proof, when we launched that on LindellTV.com, and by the way, LindellTV.com will be running, that'll be the 48 hours running on there on the Frank platform.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead. This is a little complicated. I want to make sure everybody understands it. Go ahead.
But I want to tell everyone how safe and secure this is. When we launched Absolute Proof, they attacked me like you've never seen. They took it down on Vimeo. They took it down on YouTube. Like I say, took it down Facebook. They tried to attack the, you know, servers, everything else. Well, we made it through it with no glitches, and 150 million people now have seen absolute proof. And we were getting hit with 50,000 people a minute. So Eric, I took that, and we took that. That was kind of like a good experiment for us a month ago on February 5th. Well, we took that, and I bought. Now I have my own servers. We bought them at actually a different three or four different locations. We actually have three. We'll have a fourth before Monday, and so we don't have to worry about Amazon's or your Apple's or your YouTube's. It is safe. They're not going to be able to hack in. We have protection from the bots and trolls. We have set this up this last week. I drive the IT guys nuts. I say, is there anything else? We're going to be attacked more than anything in history. Is there anything else I can buy to get for protection? Well, you could have one of these things over here, but that would be overkill. I say, give me two of them. I want two of them. I want to be able to get up to 1 billion people. I want to be able to get on here. I've been able to scale things like MyPillow for a long time. And I always prepare for what if you had the biggest home run in history. Well, you better be prepared for that event, because it's coming and it's going to be amazing. And when we launch on the, when you go to on the morning of April 19th at 9 a.m., when you get there and you open this up, what you're going to see is me talking. We're launching this 48 hours Frankathon, call it. And then you're going to be able to go in there. Set up your own account. You're going to be able to comment. It's just like kind of like a Twitter, YouTube combined. I don't know.
Hey, I want to ask you about that. And I want to keep you focused, which is never going to happen. But I'm going to try. I don't care. I just want to ask you, when you say a YouTube Twitter combination, right? That's like a jackalope. Right. I've never seen such a thing.
Right.
Where did you get that idea? Because obviously people can put videos on Twitter but where did you get this idea to do a combination of YouTube and Twitter type thing, or Gab or Parler, whatever?
Right. Well,
Mike, I'm sorry. We're going to a break. Folks, don't go away. We're talking to Mike for the hour. This is honestly exciting. You're going to remember where you were, because frankspeech.com is going to be big. I'm going to do everything I can to be on there as much as possible. Today, you can go and get the VIP pass so you can be an early adopter this weekend. Honestly, you can tell I'm excited. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC. Or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. You probably don't know who that is, but he's a friend of mine. I believe he invented the pillow. Mike Lindell, you are honestly doing so much. I laugh. You just give me joy. You're launching a free speech platform. We need it desperately in America. So people are going to be very excited. They can say what they want. It's a free country. You're not there to edit. It's going to be a combination of, you said, something like Twitter and YouTube combined. Talk about that. Who came up with this idea? Who are you working with? I mean, it's a magnificent concept, but how does it go?
Well, I came up with the idea of, it's where our biggest needs are. It's once again, it goes back to problem solution. Well, one of the biggest problems we have with the free speech is obviously when you say, if anybody says anything out there, any influencers, they get it, they get penalized, put in a penalty box. You know, your YouTube account is taken down. Or if you're on Facebook, you get penalized. They'll say fake news, or in my case, say contains porn and fraud or whatever, and they'll cover it up and put a cover over it. And so you have these things going on. So you need a place for the content, and then you need a place that'll handle the content safely, because they get attacked with bots and trolls. And then the other thing is what's been attacked most, where you're attacked, is Twitter. You get all these fake things going on over there where bots and trolls have a field day there. They can destroy companies. If you've got a, like my retailers out there, I lost. Well, their Twitter accounts, they were just attacked by bots and trolls. So you have this, you don't have real people making real comments. And when you do, it's a crazy place that Jack Dorsey has set up, where you can have coyotes that are human trafficking over the southern border up there, and evil people with bots and trolls, but yet good people over, I don't know how many, over 70,000 I've heard, have been just taken off of Twitter. So our voices, including the President of the United States, taking off there, so just to take the voices out. We don't want to hear from you all. That's Jack Dorsey, because he doesn't want to hear the stuff he's done. And
you're a problem solver. I'm just fascinated, because I was laughing when I interviewed the first time at NRB a couple of years ago, and I said it was like wrestling two bears trying to interview Mike Lindell. And you were talking about, you know, I said to you, because we had just met, I said, what do you mean you invented the pillow? Like, what needs inventing? And I was joking with you. And then I said to you, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to invent like a towel? Well, I mean, you know, and son of a gun, like, I'm not even making this up. You did just that. You found a problem that everybody had with towels, and you reverse engineered it, solved the problem, and you made towels that are absorbent. Have you always been this way? By the way, people, if you want great absorbent towels, go to mypillow.com, use the code Eric. But Mike, I'm not joking. Your brain works this way. You see a problem. So is that what led you to this combination of Twitter and YouTube?
Absolutely. Everything I do is problem. You know, I look at a problem solution and what it'll manifest to. And we had one of the biggest problems. You had to combine this. So you have a couple of problems going on here. One is all your influencers, which is like your show, Eric, all your influencers out there, your radio, TV, print, all this stuff. They don't have a voice because they walk on eggshells. If they say the wrong thing, they're gone. And they've tried to erase my voice firsthand, probably more than anyone out there right now. They just, you know, they're trying to, with every guns they have, let's get rid of him. He's a, you know, and, but so I wanted to get, solve that, bring all of the people, there's power in numbers, in a voice. So instead of this person over here, like Eric's over here doing his show, and you maybe have a Diamond and Silk over here, or you have Salem Radio, whatever, you have these people all spread out, and all trying to say, you know, sneak in the right thing or sneak in their opinions. And then they get whacked if they say, oh, I said too much, you know. And so to have these all, everybody centrally located, but they need one thing, Eric. What do they need? They need an audience. They need the people to come. Well, that's where you have the Twitter, YouTube combination. It's very unique, where all the people that are coming in now, all these people coming in, For the podcasters and stuff, and the radio people, all these people will be your audience. So your audience will be, but your voice is going to be heard more.
I'm finally going to have an audience. I don't believe it.
You're going to have people need to see you, Eric. You're a treasure. They need to hear you. They need to see you. No, seriously. Everybody's audience becomes everybody else's audience, and then we don't have to worry about walking on eggshells, because you can't, we don't care. If people come on my platform and they're kicked off YouTube, I'm going to give them a badge of honor.
The coolest thing. You said this before. Say that again, because I want people to hear. This is an amazing thing, what you just said. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what people, if you come over here, you're going to have a 10 times bigger audience. So you're not going to worry about your Vimeos and your YouTubes. And if you get kicked out of there, it's like, it would be like a badge of, it would be a, if you, if you come over here, it would be like a badge of honor to get kicked off of YouTube, because that means you're speaking freely. Okay.
But are you saying, I think what I heard you say is that if someone gets kicked off of YouTube, you're going to reward them at Frank. In other words, you're incentivizing them to say things that are true, but that might get them kicked off of YouTube.
Well, I don't, not necessarily true. I'm talking that they'll be free speaking freely, Eric.
Okay, because you had an idea originally, but it sounds like it's difficult to make it work. But look, the idea we'll be back. We'll be right back. I'm going to go to commercial. Folks, I just want to say, please, frankspeech.com. This is a big deal. We need free speech in America. We need all to go there and to speak freely. I'm just grateful to get to talk to Mike Lindell about this. This is very important. We'll be right back.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. You may know him from those commercials, the MyPillow commercials. He stars in every one of those commercials. Mike Lindell, you do it all. You have a big company. You're employing all kinds of people in the United States. But now you've really dedicated your life to your country. And you are creating a free speech platform called frankspeech.com. Let's just continue the conversation.
Yeah, well, one of the things I want everyone to realize is, so you're going to have all of your, you know, all your influencers there, your people, your podcast, your radio, your TV, your print. It's a place, it's kind of a news center too. It's a news center. And people are going to be able to speak freely and talk about things like we used to do, where you can talk,
like, you know, vaccines. Can I talk about the vaccine?
Yeah, like, someone could actually say, my opinion is it's Mark of the Beast. I would be able to say that on Frank Speech, okay? I would be able
to
say that.
We can actually say, we actually have freedom of speech, just like it used to be from 1776 till 20 minutes ago.
That's right. And see, here's the deal. Right now, if there is vaccines out there that aren't, you know, here's a good example. The communication director, I just seen this on my phone. She told you, it was on my Facebook this morning, where it says she told these lies saying that the vaccine is FDA approved.
Yeah,
they're not approved. They're not approved. So we don't get to hear. Nobody's out there arguing with her going, no, you're saying that wrong. They're not approved. So we'd be able to having two sides to a story. Now, people asked me, Eric, they said, how are you going to let everything go? Porn and swearing and everything. I said, absolutely not. And here's why. We have a thing we found in the Constitution and our founding fathers that defines what free speech is. And Eric, get this. This Judeo-Christian platform we're going to have here, they go by biblical principles. They get to the Supreme Court, you have the Ten Commandments there. And you'll see our definement there. So in other words, you can't. You're not going to have porn up there. You're not going to have these sites that contain material that go against our Constitution, go against what our founding fathers put in there. It really defines what free speech is. For example, swearing is, now you're not going to be able to swear. There'll be four words for sure you can't say. You can't say the C word, the N word, the F word, and you can't use God's name in vain. What a concept, right?
Wow. That's really puritanical. I like it. Keep going.
This is what people don't know what free speech is. Free speech doesn't mean you can go on there and say, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to go kill that guy.
Right. So this is actual free speech. Obviously, if you yell fire in a crowded theater, that's not considered free speech. And the Supreme Court has ruled on all these things.
Right.
We're
going to have that very defined in there. I want people to know that, because I've been asked that by the media, hammered this last week. Well, what are you going to do different? Well, what I'm not going to do is suppress true free speech. You know, when someone goes out there and says, I don't like what's going down at the border, or I don't like that, our country was attacked and nobody's trying to know he did anything about it or is doing anything about it. If I can't say those things, that's free speech. You know,
listen,
and, you can't do another thing. You can't do what we define in there is totally defame someone. One of the ninth, what's the ninth commandment? It's thou shouldn't put, I can't even think now, but it's in the ninth commandment, you're bearing false witness. I believe it is. So if you're putting a complete lie against Eric, if I say Eric Metaxa did something terrible, it's a out and out lie. That's not free speech. That is not free speech. Okay. And if you're trying to defame them, you know.
Now, so, I guess what we're really, what it boils down to, Mike, just to clarify this for my audience, is that somebody can say Eric Metaxas is a jerk. That's a subjective opinion. You can't say that's correct. False. You can't say that's true. But if somebody says Eric Metaxas committed murder and he served, 20 years in a penitentiary, you can say, well, actually, no, that's not true. But the problem is that's what all of these other social media giants are already doing, except they're imposing their biases. In other words, they're saying something is not true or true when the rest of us would say, actually, I don't agree. That seems just to be your opinion. So they're using their power to suppress free speech. They're imposing their views. That is not America. That is not freedom. What you're going to do is give us actual free speech.
Absolutely. That's why we're actually going to put the definition of free speech right on the platform, right in the, here's our mission statement, because I think you need to start there. And this goes back to the Constitution. We pulled so much stuff from our forefathers when they founded this. It's been stripped from us. And what did they do? They take away our First Amendment, right? This is what we're going to be talking about on the first day on Frank. You know, this week, you're going to see a massive lawsuit come out with MyPillow going, not a countersuit, a lawsuit. We are going after Dominion, Smartmatic, these people that did these lawsuits. They did it to scare other news outlets from not being journalists. I mean, when you get an outlet like Fox sued, and then you can't go on Fox now and talk about anything, and you can't, I mean, they've used
We know that this is very effective, and this is something, it's a very chilling thing in America right now. It's happening where people will use money. I mean, this is an incredible thing. If you have a lot of money, you can silence people by suing them.
Right.
If you don't have money, you can't do that. And so companies are doing this.
Right. And Eric, let me tell you this. Alan Dershowitz, I hired him. He's an advisor with my lawyers on this case. He wanted to get specifically to this case. He said this will be the most important First Amendment rights lawsuit in history. He says it's historical. This has not happened. Now get this. Since 1798, I believe it was, where they went and did this with newspapers back then. They threatened them and with all these lawsuits and threatened them with things so that they wouldn't print things back then. So here, since 1800, this has never happened until right now. So this is historical, everyone.
Actually, before we go, Mike, let's just say real quick again, from today till Thursday, people have an opportunity to be a VIP. So they'll have access to everything this weekend. Otherwise, they won't. So I want to tell everybody, certainly in my audience, for the love of Mike, please go to frankspeech.com. We want you to be an early adopter. You'll get your VIP pass. I'm very excited, as I hope you can tell. We'll be right back.
Can one guy be?
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Mike, crazy question. What makes you tick? Because there's nobody like you.
That was funny. Funny you say that. When the president read my book, he says, I had to find out what makes you tick. I said, did you find out? What keeps me going is my faith in God. I mean, I don't have fear. And that's a big thing that was lifted to me when I was saved. you know, is all these fears.
When you say that Jesus came into your life not that many years ago, in a very direct way. In other words, you'd always believed in God. You always wore the cross, but something happened in the last few years.
February 18th, 2017. What? You know, that's, and since that point, it's been very easy for me to, just to have a peace and not to go into things with courage and not to worry about, you know, I have these fears and live in fear. And, you know, if this happens and just to kind of, you know, I give it to the Lord and it's very easy. And I don't have a fear. I've told everybody, if you want to talk about hope, everybody, right now, all the stuff that I have going on, that we have going on in our country, when we get through this, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the greatest uniting of a country ever. And it's going to manifest out to the greatest revival ever. So we once again will be one nation under God. What a concept, putting God back in our schools and getting to a place where people can get saved. And, you know, God gave us grace again, everybody, for such a time as this. We're living in this big movie, and we're in a place right now where we're all part of this. This is historical. You're going to look back at all these miracles that happened, which one of the biggest ones was on the election that the broke these algorithms. That's a miracle.
Donald Trump
was there, and everybody kind of.
All we have to do is talk about this, and people say that we are peddling harmful conspiracy theories. The problem is that we think those folks are actually mistaken, and they should look into this. You know, Mike, I got to say, it's scary to me to be alive at a time to see what we're seeing in our country. People talk about what happened in Germany. When people say, how did that happen in Germany? I say, I'll tell you how it happened, exactly the way it is happening now. When good people take their eye off the ball and just go with the flow, go with the crowd, don't ask questions, do what you're told. Folks, if you're going to say something's a conspiracy theory, you better be sure you know what you're talking about. Mike, you've really looked into this stuff deeper than almost anybody. I mean, who's not, you know, some kind of one of these tech dolphins. And, you know the difference. You're a businessman. You don't fantasize. You say that the election was not the real thing. You told me to watch Kill Chain, and I've been watching it. It's an HBO film. It is made by Democrats. They are saying exactly what you've been talking about. What am I missing?
We're going to have that. You know, by the way, we're launching Absolute Interference, everybody. We're launching that on Frank on April 20th, on Tuesday. And in there, we're going to talk about Kill Chain, where even my own friend, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, she's in there, and she's saying we can't use these machines because guess what? Your election can get stolen and hacked. They were very afraid. Well, now it just so happened that their political party was part of this China attack, and they're on that side. They think they won. People, Democrat friends of mine, Eric, that are my friends, they're going, this isn't what we voted for. I said it the other day. I said, you know what? If you went to college in our country in the last couple decades, are you seeing now that socialism isn't having a cup of coffee, being social? You get it now, right? It's communism.
We're gonna drag you over the border into hour two. Don't be scared. It's all supervised. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back in hour two. More Mike Lindell. If you have to go, make sure you go to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. God bless you.